Welcome to the Instagram stories for Monday, June 29th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Before we get into today's episode, I have a quick favor to ask. If you enjoy this show, if you like the content that I put out, it brings you any value whatsoever, if you could take 1 minute and leave a review of the show, the link to do that is in the show notes, or you can just search anywhere for the Instagram stories, social media news, find this podcast on Apple Podcasts and leave a review. That's the best place to do it. I would really appreciate it. All right, let's get into today's episode. Today, we're going to discuss what the head of Instagram shared on his recent Ask Me Anything. We're going to talk about how to use broadcast channels. We'll contrast posting 10 times a day on Reels versus 10 times a day using trial Reels. We'll talk about some of the new things that Instagram is testing for the Your algorithm and how to customize it. All of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's get into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with all the algorithm-related questions. The first, how do I tell the algorithm to show me what I want? Well, if you go to the Reels tab, in the top right corner, there is an icon that has some horizontal lines. You can click on that, and from there, you can customize your algorithm. You can tell it what you want to see more of and what you want to see less of. Here's the head of Instagram to explain.
So the easiest way is to go to your search or your Reels tab, and in the top right here, there'll be this little sliders with these little hearts. And if you tap that, you get to what we call your algorithm. So you can see what we think you're interested in, and you can make changes. You can add things that we missed. You can add things that you don't want to see or move things from one column or one section to the other, and hopefully shape the experience a little bit more into something that you're excited about. Now, we don't yet support things other than topics, but we will over time. We're actively looking at what are the top requests from people about how they want to shape their algorithm, and then how might we support those requests, and we're going to work through those one by one. But right now, it's just topics. Check it out. Let me know what you think.
All right, since we're on the topic of the algorithm, let's stay on this for one more minute. The head of Instagram posted on Instagram recently that they are working to make the Your algorithm feel more present and useful across Instagram. And he posted some ideas that they are looking to explore, to test, to see what people like, what works, and what doesn't work. Basically, you'd be able to customize your algorithm more easily from your home screen. He explains in this clip.
So I'll post a link to that in a second so you can know what this question is about, but I posted today some early ideas we have about how we can integrate your algorithm into more of the experience. Your algorithm is a feature that allows you to actually see your algorithm and then change it, and we actually have a couple ideas about how we might evolve that to be more useful and powerful over time and have it be a more central part of the Instagram experience. Some of these things are gonna test really soon. Some of these things we haven't even built yet. Some of the things we'll never see the light of day, but I thought it'd be fun and interesting to share some of our thinking earlier on this one, given how excited we are about it.
All right, let's move on to some of the questions about features that Instagram has rolled out recently. The first one, when can we reorder our grid? You can do this now. You can reorder things however you would like.
You can already reorder your grid. You just go to your profile, you hit edit profile, and if you scroll down, one of the options says, let me double check, yes, reorder grid. So check it out.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Where do you go to find the setting to add more captions for the carousel? If you didn't know, Instagram recently added the ability for each slide in a carousel to have its own caption. You can actually edit that as you are creating that carousel.
So last week, I think it was, we launched the ability to add multiple captions to a carousel. Carousel is when you have multiple photos and videos in one post. The way you do it is when you go through the normal flow you normally would to post a carousel, you add a caption. And as soon as you add a caption, you're going to have a little drop down right around here that says single caption or multiple captions. And if you switch it to multiple, you can actually get to an interface that allows you to write a different caption for each photo or video in that carousel. So check it out.
All right, let's move on to some questions about how to use Instagram effectively. The question, thoughts on posting 10 times a day on Reels or 10 times a day on trials? This is a really interesting question. You would have to have a lot to say or a lot of things going on to post 10 times a day and make it worthwhile. I think that's really challenging. Here's Adam's answer to the question.
10 Reels a day, whether it's trials or not, is a lot. But if you've got that much content, all the power to you. That's great. I think trials versus regular Reels, it just depends on what you're trying to optimize for. For people who are really precious about their profile and they want to make sure it only includes things that do well and they only want to bother their followers with things that they're really proud of, then I think trials makes more sense. If you're less concerned about that, because the truth is most of your distribution doesn't come from your profile, and because if someone follows you, they're probably interested in your stuff, and you're not that worried about bothering your followers with too much content, then just post it straight. It really just depends on the creator and what your concerns are and what you might be optimizing for. I think trials are a great way to depressurize the experience for a lot of creators, but personally, I never use them. I always just post directly. But for other people, it makes a lot more sense. So teach their own.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to know when someone specific you follow makes a post, if Instagram will ever stop adding features to Instagram or edits, and more. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, in the next one, do you ever just stop adding features to Instagram or edits, or will they always have new things? This is a great question. Historically, the two founders of Instagram, Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger, had always said that Instagram needed to reinvent itself every 6 months in order to keep things fresh and new and to stay up to date with what people were interested in. Instagram as a company has continued to do that. They add features faster than any company, any product, any app ever in the history of apps. They are so focused on adding new features, and that's really the reason I started doing this show, is because I felt like someone needs to cover all the new features they keep adding in an audio format. Here's the head of Instagram to explain their strategy and why they will never stop.
So I don't think we plan to ever stop adding features, just because the world changes, what works changes, what people are interested in changes, and if we don't change along with it, we're just going to become irrelevant. That said, I know it's annoying when the thing changes on you all the time, and I know Instagram is getting more and more complicated over the years, so we need to do a better job keeping things simple by removing things that not a lot of people use, even though that can also be irritating, but also by looking for ways to find patterns, to extend primitives to work across multiple different use cases, as opposed to always adding a new thing for every use case we can think of. So we're working on that, trying to simplify the experience, but also trying to make sure that we stay relevant. And that is a delicate balance that we don't always get right.
All right, let's move on to the next question. How do I know when someone specific posts? Interestingly, Instagram has notifications. You may have turned them all off like I did, but you can turn on notifications for certain people and for whatever kinds of posts you want to be notified about. Say there's a person that you just want to be notified when they post stories or when they just post reels or when they just go live. Whatever you want to do, you have the ability to customize that to your liking.
You can actually get notified every time somebody posts if you like. So you can go to their profile, and then I think it's in the top right, you can click that and ask for notifications or alerts every time that they post. You can also add someone to your favorites list. You go to their profile and you can add them to your favorites list from there. And then whenever they post, their post will show up at the top of feed. These are ways to make sure you don't ever miss something from someone you really, really care about.
I got to give it to the Instagram team. There are so many ways to customize your Instagram experience to be notified about whatever you want to be notified about. All right, let's move on to the next question. Why should I make a broadcast channel? What for? Good question. If you're a person who has historically had an email list or been interested in an email list, but you don't want to actually send email, or you feel like a lot of people don't use email that way anymore, you're probably right. Broadcast channels are an Instagram way of communicating in a similar manner to what you could do with an email list. Here's Adam's explanation.
So broadcast channels are basically a message thread with a bunch of your followers who opt into it. So it's a way for creators and other large accounts to start a message thread with a whole bunch of people who are interested in what they have to say. It's not going to be for everybody who follows your account, because not everybody who follows you wants you to be able to ping them directly and have their phone buzz in their pockets. But for your most passionate followers, it's a great way to create a sense of community. Now, you don't have to do it. I wouldn't suggest doing it unless you have some sort of idea for what kind of conversations or what kind of content you want to share with your most passionate followers. They can reply, but it's not one open thread. Those replies are nested, so it's not chaos. It's not just one giant group thread, but it's I think, a great way for a subset of people on Nudge accounts to create a sense of community, but it's again, not necessarily something you should do.
All right, the next question. Can I hide my following list? The answer to that is no. If you are a public account, anyone can see who it is that you're following. You do not have the ability to turn that off.
No, you cannot actually hide your following list. We do get this request from time to time, but generally we think that the value of letting people go to other profiles and see who they're following in order to discover people outweighs the benefits of allowing people to hide them. But it's maybe a thing for us to revisit, so I'll talk to the team about it.
And the last question we're going to talk about today has to do with analytics. If you're not familiar, inside the Edits app are insights that are more detailed than what you can get inside the Instagram app. The question, why do I need to export my Edits insights? Like, what do I do with it? Here's Adam's answer.
So you definitely don't have to export your Edits insights. For those of you who don't know, Edits is a tool, an app we've built to help video creators not only find inspiration and track their ideas, but actually edit and make videos for Instagram, but also for other platforms. But one of the main features is a more robust set of insights so you can see how your stuff is doing. And we know a lot of creators get asked to share some of that data with brands and potential partners, and they often just take screenshots of that. And we just thought giving you a nice, clean, easy way to hit export was a more pleasant experience than sending a brand a bunch of screenshots of you scrolling through your insights. So it's there if you want it, but only if you need it. If not, don't worry about it.
Okay, that is it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, thank you for listening. If you have a moment, go on Apple Podcasts, leave a review. The link to do that is in the show notes. If you can't find the link for some reason, send me a DM at Daniel Hill Media and I will send you the link directly. Thank you so much for listening and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know about.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too. What you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram.